Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 89 today under mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 66 tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 90 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Dry Thursday and Friday under mainly sunny skies with highs in the low 90s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 82 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Governor Laura Kelly has denied a request by Jonathan and Reginald Carr to have their death sentences commuted to life in prison. The brothers were convicted of a series of crimes that happened in December of 2000 and left five people dead. Governor Kelly has long supported the repeal of the death penalty, believing it to be an impractical, expensive burden on the state. However, the death penalty is the current law in Kansas, and if there was ever a situation in which the death penalty is justified, it is the unspeakably heinous acts of torture and murder committed by Reginald and Jonathan Carr. The El Dorado City Commission voted yesterday to invalidate an ordinance petition that would have stopped certain types of facilities from being built in the city, but commissioners also voted to put a temporary ban on the approval of these types of projects. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Did you know if you're an adult living with asthma or COPD, getting sick with pertussis may result in severe complications? Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a serious respiratory illness. Vaccination is the best way to help protect against pertussis. Speak to your healthcare provider to ensure you are up to date on your Tdap vaccination. Learn more at lung.org.
Riley County Police were investigating the report of an aggravated battery that was reported early Saturday in the Aggieville District of Manhattan. The incident was reported around 2 a.m. According to Riley County Police officials, a 25-year-old man was listed as the victim when it was reported that an unknown male suspect battered him in an alley during an altercation. There was no immediate word on injuries or arrests. Former Kansas men's basketball player LeGerald Vick has been charged with attempted murder and using a firearm during the commission of a dangerous felony. The story was first reported by the Kansas City Star, as Vick was charged and booked in the Shelby County Jail in Memphis, Tennessee on July 11th. The victim told investigators he became involved in a verbal confrontation with a man carrying a handgun tucked under his arm. The victim said he attempted to leave the confrontation, but as he turned to run, he was shot once in the back. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passing of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham from the state of South Carolina, Nebraska lawmakers are responding in kind with statements on social media talking about their relationship with the former senator. As U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts from the state of Oklahoma did go to social media over the weekend responding, saying that, quote, Lindsey Graham defined the word patriot. He was a strong advocate for freedom and a friend. His passion for South Carolina and the United States were unmatched. I'm deeply saddened by this loss to our nation, and we are praying for his family and team. team. U.S. Congressman Mike Flood also went to social media as well, showing a picture of him along with U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, saying that Lindsey was a gem of a man who dedicated his life to advancing the conservative movement. His persistent advocacy for strong American leadership on the global stage will be deeply missed. According to the autopsies, Graham did pass away on Sunday after a brief and sudden illness. He was 71 years old. Governor Jim Pillen did announce for flags to be flown at half-staff in memory of Graham. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Damage caused by tornadoes is devastating and traumatic. After these storms, dishonest contractors show up hoping to make a quick buck from your insurance claim. They'll promise anything if they can get you to sign a contract, collect your payment in advance, and ultimately do no work at all. Avoid being the victim of contractor fraud. Get estimates from at least three contractors. Check references, and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed three alternate budget considerations at last week's meeting. The first draft included requests as submitted by department heads and organizations, which would result in a 6.19 mil increase to 51.546 from the previous year's mill levy 45.356. That draft did not include raises for employees. Incorporating a 3% cost of living increase would bring the levy to 52.202, and a 5% increase would result in 52.694 mils, reflecting a 7.338 mil increase year over year. No decisions were made. Assessed valuation just over $221 million would represent an increase of $1.7 million. The July 20th meeting will be held in the 4-H office at the Marshall County Fairgrounds. Washington County Undersheriff answered county commissioners' questions regarding reported sexually inappropriate comments to dispatchers at last week's meeting, as Corey Riggs was filling in for Sheriff Justin Cordery, who was on vacation. Lynn City Ambulance Service advising they will cease operations end of November with five EMS licensees not renewing, leaving just four. The city will not be pursuing a joint operation under the City of Washington license, which had been discussed. Further options for a countywide ambulance service were again discussed with no decisions made. Nemahal County Commissioners took no action on three bids received for a new EMS building in Seneca at last week's meeting. Havercamp Construction had a low bid of $617,000 for a wood building, AHRS $623,000 for a steel building, Stateline Construction $643,000 for wood or $671,000 for steel, on a proposed 60 by 80 foot structure at 7th and Nemahal Streets. $500,000 in American Rescue Plan funding from December 2024 has been earmarked for the project, which will replace the current shared facility with the Seneca Fire Department. Gage County will receive nearly $23 million in federal infrastructure funding for improvement projects on Southwest 110th Road, West Chestnut from Claytonia to DeWitt, and Hickory Road, including three bridge replacements and 8 miles of pavement reconstruction through the BUILD program, better utilizing investments to leverage development. Local match funding will be used toward the work, expected to be complete in the next 3 to 4 years. Summer Sunflower Program offers free museum admission this summer and includes over 200 venues in Kansas, including the Pony Express Home Station in Marysville, Hollenburg Station in Hanover, and the Pony Express Museum at Seneca, as well as Blue Rapids Museum. Three museums in Marysville are part of Sunflower Summer: Pony Express Barn, Kester House Gardens, and Museum in the Historic Courthouse Museum. Free admission offer is through August 2nd, with more information online at sunflowersummer.org. A settlement in the 2022 pipeline rupture and oil spill on Mill Creek in Washington County was announced last week as the EPA and the state of Kansas determined some $40 million would include a civil penalty of more than $26 million to be paid by the pipeline operator, as well as work to prevent similar future discharges, and some $3 million toward the state natural resource restoration projects to resolve violations of state laws. Nearly 13,000 barrels of oil leaked from the incident in December of 2022, the largest ever on the Keystone system. Crude oil an inch thick covered Mill Creek bank to bank for 3.5 miles downstream of the rupture site. Department of Health and Environment issued a stream advisory to prohibit contact by people, livestock, or pets. Discharge covering vegetation and soil. Oil residue was found in 35 acres surrounding the discharge. Washington County Fair is underway this week.
Starting on Tuesday, 8 a.m., check-in of all the school exhibits, 9 a.m., 4-H food judging, and then 4 to 5, poultry check-in, 5 to 8, rabbit check-in, and 4:30 to 6:30, all open class exhibits check-in, and then the 4-H exhibit check-in, including horses, sheep, and goat weigh-in, followed at 4 to 5 p.m. 5:30 to 6:30 is swine weigh-in, and 7 to 8 is beef weigh-in.
Ruby M. Harden, age 90, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 10:30, at the Blue Springs United Methodist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ruby Harden. Jane A. Sidlacek, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Thursday, 10 a.m. from St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery in Marysville, with a rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Jane Sidlacek. Ronald Ron L. Schilberg, age 79, of Home, passed away July 2nd. Private family burial was held at the Home Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ron Schelberg.
Okay, we have Vacation Bible School from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s, then staying mostly clear over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine into Thursday as well with our highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles per hour, and mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 5 and 10. Temperatures warming up even more into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then staying mostly clear over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Sunshine Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, and clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 90, record high on this date 111. The average low 67, the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:10.
Ever wanted to treat your furry friend to a refreshing cold one? We will share an idea for a quick canine cool down on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 14th, the 195th day of the year. 38th U.S. President Gerald Ford and folk singer Woody Guthrie were both born on this day. A cold glass of iced tea or lemonade will cool you down quickly on a hot summer day, but serving one to your overheated dog just isn't practical. Here's a better idea. Make that mutt a popsicle, or as we like to call it, a pupsicle. In disposable cups, mix some cooked chopped chicken or ground beef with water and freeze. It makes for tasty slurping and a quick cool down for your hot hound. If your pooch likes peanut butter, make a vegetarian pop. Mix some PB with plain yogurt. And for extra style points, use a rawhide stick for a handle. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find plenty of tasty recipes for humans too, go to almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big 12 Media Days wrapped up at the end of last week for the upcoming fall football season, as the Kansas Jayhawks say they're looking forward to another big season this fall with new head coach Colin Klein taking the podium during the Big 12 Media Days and talking about the team and star quarterback for the Kansas State Wildcats, Avery Johnson.
He's a very stoic, laid-back guy, but that processor's going and his motor's going hot under there, even though he is very, very calm and collected on top. And I think that's why we got so close and why we bid, because that gives me energy every day working with him and as we have in the past and now. And I know that's what he gets from me too, because we care about, we both love the game of football. We both love competing and winning, and we both love team.
The Kansas State Wildcats start off their new season with the head coach on September 5th when the Wildcats host at Nichols, Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports.
Temperatures may be climbing, but the prices are dropping at Rusty F-Ford. Get $10,000 off MSRP in a 2026 F-150 XLT. Prices as low as $54,655. The F-150 STX is $9,000 off MSRP and starts as low as $42,335. Or you can save thousands and snag 4.9% for 84 months. Plus, these come with 2 years maintenance. Visit RustyF4.com. Simply the best place to buy. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Children who grow up in poverty are part of a destructive cycle. Childhood poverty creates adult poverty, creates childhood poverty, and on. At Child Fund International, we find this unacceptable. So we do all we can. In 25 countries, we are vigorously fighting poverty and improving the lives of over 11 million children and their families. Today's childhood poverty must not become tomorrow's. Learn more at childfund.org.
The Kansas Jayhawk Athletic Department has made the announcement over the weekend of their new multi-year partnership with the digital finance company known as Ripple, as they say part of the agreement that all of Kansas Jayhawk sports uniforms will include the XRP cryptocurrency patch on the front of the jersey. As the school says, they are collaborating with media and technology companies as part of the agreement. As the CEO of Ripple and a Kansas alumni, they said the company will fund financial and technology education programs for Kansas student athletes covering traditional finance and digital assets, and will expand its talent pipeline to connect KU graduates to careers in technology. In a statement from the athletic department of KU, they say, quote, this era of college athletes demands innovative, forward-thinking partnerships. Ripple recognizes the unique reach and passion of the Jayhawk community and are proud to have chosen Kansas Athletics as premier platform to introduce XRP to millions of sports fans. Having the XRP logo displayed on our Jayhawk uniforms reflects a shared commitment to innovation and excellence. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
When you roller, send for Schroller. For complete body repair, see Jeff at Stroller Collision Center, a family business for several generations. Let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Stroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
You can't miss them. These voracious pests eat and mate in broad daylight and feed on the leaves and flowers of over 300 different types of plants and the roots of turf grass. Hi, I'm Linda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You guessed it, Japanese beetles. Knocking the beetles off the plants into a bucket of soapy water is the most environmentally friendly method of control. Try doing this in the morning when the beetles congregate on the plants. Those fighting large populations may want to plant resistant species such as Coreopsis, Ageratum, lilies, pansies, arborvitae, and juniper. This reduces the plant damage and your frustration. Milky spore disease applied to the lawn kills the larvae of the Japanese beetles. It takes several years for the disease to build up and provide control. In the meantime, you can't use other pesticides on the lawn. And keep in mind, the adults can fly up to 2 miles and move in from surrounding areas. The good news? Healthy plants can tolerate the damage. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
What is the only state flag with two dates emblazoned upon it? Those two dates are not only important to that state, but the nation as a whole. And I'll share the story next on the American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
What is the only state flag with two dates emblazoned upon it? It is the flag of the state of North Carolina. And Robert Williamson, the curator at the House of Flags, can tell you all about it.
May 20th, 1775 is on the North Carolina flag. That's the date of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence.
That was the first time a county declared its independence from the mother country. And what about the other date on the state flag?
The other date is April 12th, 1776. That's the Halifax Resolves. That's when North Carolina, as a state, gave their representatives in Congress permission to sign a Declaration of Independence and encouraged Congress to declare independence.
Those two dates appear on the North Carolina flag today. Another interesting flag from this state dates to 1780, when British General Cornwallis came to Charlotte, North Carolina, but was driven back by the local militia.
The comment that Cornwallis sent back to the commanders, he said, "We tried to capture and retain Charlottetown in Mecklenburg County, but it's a hornet's nest of rebellion."
The comment inspired the hornet's nest flag that is on display here, and that tie to the hornet is still very evident today.
So, in effect, General Cornwallis, in 1780, named the Charlotte Hornets a basketball team.
The MBA's Hornets are just one of the local entities around Charlotte with a tie to the British General Cornwallis's comment.
There's a lot of organizations around Charlotte known as the Hornets' Nest. It goes back to General Cornwallis, the British general, in September 1780.
The Hornets' Nest flag is one of the most unique items here at the House of Flags, a place that tells the story of America. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
And lawn products are beneficial to grass, but they can wreak havoc in your pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond has algae, your pristine yard may be the cause, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
A friend of mine has a pond in their pasture. They mow the grass in the pasture and get within about 20 feet of the water. Most of the pond has tall grass and other plants and trees around it. Some people have ponds that are located within a well-manicured lawn and mow right up to the water's edge. But if you fertilize the grass, chances are some of that fertilizer is ending up in the pond. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss Magazine says this adds nutrients to the water that it doesn't need.
Most of the time, water has plenty of nitrogen, for example, and plenty of potassium. Besides, water can absorb nitrogen from the atmosphere. So what happens is when you get excessive amounts of nitrogen, it starts to grow things you don't want in the water, especially algae. I've seen different kinds of algae show up around water areas that are adjacent to lawns that are especially over-fertilized.
He says if you fertilize the lawn correctly, the nutrients won't run off. But control also depends on the lay of the land, the soil type, and climate.
If you're in an area where you're prone to really heavy rains, big thunderstorms that bust through, like, you know, the tornado belt, for example, I think it's great to have a buffer zone around the edge of the pond. So that way, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 foot buffer area of native grasses that can catch whatever nutrients or silt or whatever tries to wash into a pond with heavy rains.
Lusk advises planting native turf grasses in the lawn beyond the buffer zone, which may reduce the need for fertilizer. If you like the well-manicured look, Lusk says it's okay to mow right up to the water's edge. Just be thoughtful about how lawn maintenance is impacting the pond's ecosystem. Find more tips for maintaining a lawn around a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Sometimes grace chooses to absorb the cost.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Philemon, Paul writes to a wealthy believer whose runaway servant, Onesimus, had become a Christian. Onesimus had wronged Philemon and may have owed him financially. So Paul appeals for reconciliation and writes, "If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I will repay it." Paul uses the language of debt to pursue reconciliation. He is willing to absorb the cost so that a broken relationship can be restored. And that points us to the gospel. Christ took our debt upon himself so we could be reconciled to God. Faithful stewardship is not only about what we keep. Sometimes it's about what we willingly bear for love.
Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
KNDY.
A true story about George Washington and cherry trees. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The boyhood story of George Washington chopping down a cherry tree was invented by an early biographer. But it's true that Washington planted and grew cherry trees later in life.
Fruit was a major part of colonial culture, and really a signal of land ownership was to plant an orchard. You planted trees as a sign that you were here to stay, you were going to establish a homestead.
That's Ben Gutierrez, the tart cherry curator at USDA's Plant Genetic Resource Unit in Geneva, New York.
Washington was an avid agricultural experimenter, so he did a lot for figuring out drainage and rotation for his home at Mount Vernon. He also planted a lot of cherries.
And says Gutierrez, Washington had some famous company doing the same.
Thomas Jefferson was just a little bit south of Washington. George Mason, all these founding fathers were sharing fruit and sharing what their successes were in agriculture. And so we actually know of some of the records from George Washington says he got his cherries from George Mason. Kind of this willingness to collaborate among early Americans. So such a beautiful time period and kind of how we're starting to piece together our early American horticultural practices.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. A new federal tax incentive is preparing to open lucrative market premiums for Kansas growers who are willing to track their sustainable management choices on paper. Industry experts highlight that the upcoming Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit is fundamentally shifting how biofuels are valued, focusing entirely on a concept known as carbon intensity score. This technology-neutral program calculates the exact greenhouse gas emissions tied to a crop's complete life cycle, stretching from the diesel burned during initial field work all the way through transportation and final processing at the commercial plant. While the multi-million dollar clean fuel credits are technically claimed by the biofuel facilities themselves rather than individual farm gates, processing plants will aggressively compete for raw commodities that lower their processing footprint. For local growers, this means the specific way you plant your corn or soybeans could directly dictate its market value. Proven conservation methods like multi-year no-till farming, routine cover crop integration, advanced nutrient management, and precision irrigation technology are heavily expected to yield significant cash premiums or preferred delivery agreements at local delivery points. The biggest immediate hurdle for farm operations is documentation. Because federal guidelines require explicit verification, agronomists emphasize that detailed record keeping is no longer just an optional administrative task. It is a critical marketing tool. Producers should actively catalog their current chemical applications, field passes, and tillage decisions. Taking the time to build a robust agronomic ledger allows growers to seamlessly verify their sustainability footprint, unlock new revenue streams, and capture prime positioning as low-carbon clean energy supply chains quickly mature across the heartland. In the end, the 45Z credit proves that clean data is becoming just as valuable as high yields when marketing modern crops. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Before you throw away those unused medicines,
those pills for your back pain or migraines,
just think for a minute.
When you throw them in the trash, they can become lethal in the wrong hands.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds.
There are lots of police stations, local pharmacies, and hospitals that are approved to take in unused meds
and dispose of them safely so they don't end up in the wrong hands.
Our hands.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National
Association of Supply in Washington. It's a great time to step into a new pair of work boots at the Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Grab 15% off all U.S. boot inventory, from work to dress boots. Made in America, U.S. Boot makes high-value boots to ensure complete consumer satisfaction. And right now,
get 15% off any U.S. boot
only at the Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Some landowners find a big surprise when they're clearing their land. We'll tell you what to do if you unearth an old cemetery on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3 and 5 seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle by wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Generations ago, when loved ones passed away in the country, they were usually buried on their farmstead. The sites were hardly ever recorded at the local deed office, so as time went on, the families dispersed and many rural graveyards were forgotten. Michael Trinkley is the director of a foundation in South Carolina that helps people through the process of handling such a discovery. If you find a burial ground in your property, nearly every state requires you to notify law enforcement first to determine whether it was a crime scene. He says if you choose to have the remains moved to another location, most states do this in one of two ways.
The most common is that the cemetery is advertised for 30 days asking descendants to come forward and make arrangements to move the cemetery. Most often, the cost of moving the bodies is borne by the property owner. A few states have a slightly different requirement where it's actually viewed as an archaeological project and moved by archaeologists.
The other option is to leave it be and work around it.
Now that, of course, requires that you actually determine what the boundaries are. And in many states, it requires that you develop some memorandum of agreement, some legal document specifying that you will, in fact, preserve the cemetery. You will, in fact, leave it alone in perpetuity.
No matter which option you choose, do it respectfully, because it's illegal to desecrate a cemetery. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about burial grounds on private property at agriculture.com.
Show like a champion at any competition by stopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Turbo fans to keep livestock cool, daily hair and skin care products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies for that first place finish. Valley Vet also has show apparel and fashionable options for the showmaster in your family. For the most complete line of horse and livestock supplies and show apparel, visit Valley Vet Supply in Marysville or find them online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
A Kansas State University Extension weed management specialist has been getting questions about managing pokeweed in no-till corn and soybean fields. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Sarah Gansky says that pokeweed is an herbaceous perennial plant native to North America.
It has large fleshy leaves and sort of a red-colored, maroon-colored stem in the undersides of the leaves. Pokeweed is a poisonous plant. Like cattle won't eat it in general because it is poisonous. But think Depression era, southern United States. It was very common to be kind of foraged from the roadsides and used as like salad greens. The thing is, you have to know how to like boil the leaves. It has to be the young leaves. You got to know how to boil them right and everything like that. It's before it's edible. But yeah, it used to be something that folks would consume.
Pokeweed, also known as zincberry, is spread by birds that consume the berries and overwinters as large taproots. After getting questions about the plant, Gansky wrote an article for the June 18th K-State Agronomy e-update.
The reason I wrote the article is because I got a call from an applicator who was struggling with it in some cornfields, and it started under the power lines, right? And so a lot of times that's where you'll see a new infestation is under power lines, under trees, under, you know, places where the birds are going to kind of sit. So right now, it's probably going to look a little bit like a small shrub. It's going to have that stem that's going to be sort of maroon or magenta in color. It's going to have several branches at the top, and the leaves are going to be pretty large, kind of egg-shaped, and they're going to have that same kind of magenta stem on them.
Because pokeweed is a perennial plant, Gansky says it will likely take multiple years with multiple herbicide applications to manage established plants.
Management can be accomplished by any of our kind of systemic broadleaf herbicides. So think dicamba, think 2,4-D, glyphosate. There's some evidence that mesotrione or Callisto can have some activity on it. For corn producers, if we think about soybean crops, things like metribuzin or sulfentrazone can also have activity. The thing I think is important to remember with pokeweed, though, is that it is a perennial plant and it does have a pretty extensive root system. So you can't spray it once and expect it to be gone. It's going to take multiple applications. It's definitely something that we have to think about as sort of a battle of attrition, right? And we just have to outlast that pokeweed and keep coming back with something to try to control it in almost every pass.
That was K-State Extension Weed Management Specialist Sarah Gansky with information on how to identify and manage pokeweed. To learn more, see the 2026 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Cropland Guide. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mixed numbers across the entire board, but we have seen some nice gains from all of the wheat markets as of late. For the seeds market, it's been a down day for the most part as these numbers remain mixed to mostly lower. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs have been weak today and remain all in the red. In the corn market, September corn down 2 3/4 at 4.38 1/4, and December down 3 cents at 4.60 1/4. Kansas City wheat for September up 10.5 at 6.76 3/4, and December up 9 3/4 at 6.91 even. In the oats market, September oats down 6 3/4 at 3.49 even, and December down 6 1/4 at 3.56 even. In the bean market, August beans down 3 3/4 at 11.93 even, and September down 3 cents at 11.82 1/4. Soybean meal for August up a dime at 3.17.30. And September up 1 cent at 3.15.10. Soybean oil for August down 54 cents at 72.27, and September down 57 cents at 71.58. In the canola market, November canola down 14.10 at 774.90, and January down 12.90 at 785.40. In the cotton market, December cotton up a dime at 81.61, and March up a penny at 82.94. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September down 28 cents at 176, and December down 36 cents at 138. The euro for September is up to $1.14, and December is up at $1.14 as well, but pushing to $1.15. And the Japanese yen for September is higher to 61 cents, and December is up as well at 62 cents. And taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow Jones still in the red, down 32 points at 52,465. The S&P 500 up 35 points at 7,550, and the NASDAQ up 279 points at 26,152. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
That was K-State.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Veterans, are you planning to file a VA disability claim? Get ready for a better way to file. The Decision Ready Claim Program gets you a decision within 30 days after it's submitted. That's just 30 days for the benefits and services you've earned. Talk to your accredited representative or go to www.benefits.va.gov/DRC to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Washington. Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade, save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a six-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Inflation has fallen more than analysts were expecting, 3.5% this June compared to last. At 0.4%, the month-to-month decline was the sharpest in over 6 years. The numbers are based on data recorded before the U.S.-Iran war heated up again, driving up prices. That will be reflected in the July CPI. Wall Street's investors had a mixed reaction to the numbers. The Dow went into the midday lower by about 53 points, while the S&P had gained 0.4%. The NASDAQ was up 1%. It's getting more expensive again to buy a house. Mortgage News Daily now says the interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate home loan is back up to 6.75%. That matches the recent high from mid-May. And Olive Garden is bringing back a fan favorite. After 6 years, the restaurant chain is returning its never-ending pasta pass to its offerings. For $100, you'll get 13 weeks of unlimited pasta, salad, and breadsticks. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Activities this week at the annual Washington County Fair include Logan Mize performing live on stage Thursday evening. Friday, they'll feature a dodgeball tournament. Team entries are still open.
It will be Friday, July 17th at the Force Arena in Washington at 8 p.m. Players do not need to bring anything, and the dodgeballs are provided. It's $25. They can register that night at the horse office by the arena.
Also new this year is a trivia night Saturday, capping off the Washington County Fair.
So we're going to be Saturday evening there on the east side, there on the tennis courts. I believe we're starting around 8 o'clock. And if you need anything, the Washington County Fair Facebook page has a flyer with more information. Teams, you can have teams of up to 8 team members, and it's going to be $50. We are going to probably limit to 15 teams just with space and kind of first time. We're kind of going to see how things work. If our arm gets twisted, we may add one or two, but we're kind of going to have a team limit just to kind of see how things work this first year.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Landall Company team makes the difference. Landall is looking for career-minded individuals who want to make a difference. Check their website, landall.com/careers, to see what opportunities are available. Landall offers competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, 6-month evaluation raises with room for advancement, and a full line of benefits. EEO vets and disability welcome. At Landall, you're more than just a number. Learn more at landall.com/careers.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
KNDY.
Kansas native and Billboard recording artist Logan Mize takes the stage at the Washington County Fair Thursday, July 16th at 9 p.m. Enjoy all the Washington County Fair has to offer, plus country tunes from Logan Mize, July 16th in Washington.